I want to apologize to Matt Nichols. Nowhere in his interview did he outright say that, you know, he was throwing his receivers under the bus. So I don't want to put words in his mouth. I want to apologize to him for that. Also, with saying that, though, as a starting quarterback, as a leader of a team, I need Matt Nichols to say, take more of the blame. That's what I don't hear out of Matt Nichols. Like I say, I apologize for what I said, but I don't hear Matt Nichols, as I like to say, getting his mo-legged on. Mo-legged said he played like crap. I don't ever, and if maybe he has, but I didn't hear Matt Nichols say that. I didn't hear Matt Nichols say that long ball to Darvin was underthrown, and then the defensive back made a great play. I heard Matt Nichols say the defensive back made a great play. I didn't hear Matt Nichols say, yeah, I threw two interceptions to a defensive lineman, and the one he scored a touchdown on, would I have caught him? I don't know, but I didn't hustle. So like I say, first of all, I'm a man. I know when I'm wrong. I'm apologizing to Matt Nichols for saying that. But there are also some things in that interview where I need Matt Nichols to own up and say, you know, I have to play better. My fault. As Mike Pinball Clemens used to tell his quarterbacks, say my fault. Two best words you can say, regardless of what happens, my fault. And I need to hear more of that out of Matt Nichols. So I'll repeat it a million times. I'm going to repeat it on the panel. I definitely apologize to Matt Nichols, Mike O'Shea, Wade Miller, Paul LaPolice, that entire organization for those words.